Today, I'm going to play you one of our favorite audiographs, and it's especially appropriate for this time of year. I'll let KALW's Jeremy Dalmas tell you more.
It's 4 in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, and I'm getting on a ferry bound for Alcatraz. The boat is packed. On the lower deck, I find two men singing. They're bundled up in big jackets. We're crossing the bay to celebrate the indigenous people's annual Thanksgiving sunrise gathering. More than 4,000 people will make this journey to Alcatraz today.
Mrs. Duke, Kankarat Pakarat Yotsit. Hello, my name is Wichak Biluta Candelaria. I'm Rumson Aloni from the Bay Area and Mescalero Apache from New Mexico.
Candelaria finishes up his song. He's here with his family.
I live in the East Bay in the village of Huchin, also known as Oakland. We were singing traditional California-style clapper stick songs, and that song that we just sang was a song for the bears that are dancing in the night.
It's still dark when we reach the island. People wrap themselves in blankets against the cold.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Ohlone Land. You're out here near the village of Yolamu, occupied Ohlone Land.
People have been coming here every year since 1974 to celebrate Native culture and to have an alternative to traditional Thanksgiving. But they also come to celebrate the island's role in the birth of the American Indian movement. American Indians occupied Alcatraz three times in the 1960s. Most notably for a year and a half, starting in 1969.
This is not a photo opportunity. This is Native American church.
On a large ledge overlooking the Bay Bridge and the San Francisco skyline, hundreds gather in a circle around a large bonfire.
The sacred fire was lit by Eloy and the people who stayed here overnight to make sure that this fire was alive and welcoming us.
Inside the circle, there are speeches, prayers, and performances from many different groups. All Nations Drum begins an honor dance for veterans of the occupation of Alcatraz.
At this time, we want to call on any Alcatraz veterans come out.
Rani Amodovar is leading off to the side of the circle. He goes by Tox.
That's my native name, Tox.
He was here during the original occupation.
Yes, yes, yes. I was 14 years old. We got shanghaied by an uncle. We thought we were going to the liquor store. Got on the freeway, and we ended up here. Okay? So we were stuck here, man. Man, they had boats running back and forth.
He stayed for 3 months.
Because on the front, down on the bottom, we had in big red letters, big red paint. It said, return surplus lands back to Indians. And when you drive up on the boat, it's the first thing you saw, man.
Some of that graffiti is still up. As you dock at the island, it says Indians welcome. He says that they slept in prison cells that had been abandoned after the prison closed in 1963, 6 years before the occupation began.
Where else were we going to sleep? They had mattresses, blankets, you know, it was good. We had bonfires out here, man, from the city. Coming in, hey man, you can see the bonfire out here, man, it was bad.
That was more than 40 years ago, but it still gets to him.
It was a part of history, man, that I never thought I would be a part of. Don't get me wrong, but it makes me feel important just to be a part of it.
A group of Aztec dancers gather near the bonfire. No one is allowed to record their prayer, but after it's over, I talk to one of the dancers, Karen Marin.
Well, when we go in there, what we're doing is praying. I feel like a lot of people don't understand that it's not kind of just jumping around and turning and squatting. It's not an exercise, it's more of a prayer.
Marin lives in San Leandro, and she's been coming here with her family for 15 years.
Everything has its own little meaning, but like my mom today was wearing skulls. We've been going through a cancer battle with my brother, so it's just her way of, you know, praying for him and just asking, you know, for healing and stuff. So it's a medicine, and a lot of people that come here take it as a medicine, something, you know, like I said, for healing.
Well, oh, well, oh.
Radley Davis from the Pitt River Tribe in Northern California starts to sing. As more ferries arrive at the dock, the circle swells to thousands of people.
My name is Samson Wolf. I'm an enrolled member of the Muskogee Nation.
Yesterday, Wolf set up a teepee on the side of the circle. Like a lot of people here, he's not a fan of how Americans typically celebrate Thanksgiving.
This is really an un-Thanksgiving for us because, as you, I don't know if you heard today, but it was they're celebrating the slaughter of a tribe of people.
He didn't go to sleep last night, but it's well worth it for him.
So we have traditional dancers here, local dancers, and people from all over, all walks of life come here. These nice ladies from Hawaii gave me this beautiful lei, you know, and they sang here. Sometimes we have monks here from Japan, Maori dancers and singers, Hawaiians, the Mexicas, and a lot of local tribes. And today we had the black people representing the Black Lives Matter today. So this has evolved into like a multicultural event now. And it's really awesome. I mean, you were here today and you, did you like it? Did you have a good time? Yeah, me too.
As the sun starts rising over the Bay Bridge, people start warming up.
We need a song to welcome the sun so we can all acknowledge another day that Grandfather Sun is coming.
Try to say everybody get up, face the sun, give respect to the sun. Thank you, I hope.
At 9 a.m., everyone has to leave the island. Tomorrow, Alcatraz will fill up again with thousands of tourists. But the first thing they'll see as they come off the ferry is the giant red graffiti left over from the occupation. For Cross Currents, I'm Jeremy Dalmas.